And Tuesday evening, I came into the commons. There were about five or six women silently sitting around a table. And what they were doing is very quietly, with meditative music playing behind them, they were writing birthday cards to incarcerated prisoners, both men and women. In that birthday card, wishing them hope, wishing them encouragement, wishing them a blessing. They are writing cards as part of our prison ministry. The people who receive those cards, who probably haven't received communication in over a year, have no idea who the women were that were writing those cards, and they will probably never meet them. The women who wrote those cards have no idea who it is that they were writing to, and probably will never meet them. Yet they took the time to write encouraging words, supportive words, words of blessing, words of hope. Tomorrow evening, our Faith in Action Council, which also has as part of it the Spirit of Justice Committee, are inviting members of the parish to gather for a brainstorming meeting. A meeting to brainstorm ideas of how we as a parish can reach out and impact the lives of the migrants that are on the U.S.-Mexico border. The prisoners who receive those birthday cards, the people of whom you and I will have the opportunity, if we wish, to brainstorm ideas and act on them, are the Jeremiahs of our first reading. They are the people, those who are incarcerated, who feel stuck, who feel confined, who have very little sense of hope in their lives. Those who are the migrants are those too who find themselves living in poor conditions, being confined, being restricted by their opportunity to be able to find some freedom in their lives and to move forward. They are the Jeremiahs of our first reading. The women who wrote those cards, those who choose to come tomorrow and those who choose to act on what the brainstorming is the other person in the first reading, the Ebel Melech, the one who chose to take the step forward to bring Jeremiah out of that cistern where he was stuck in mud. Those women, those who choose to act on what is a brainstorm on tomorrow night, are the modern day Ebi Meleks. For they are the ones who can help to bring out those who are stuck, those who are hopeless, those who find life difficult. You and I experience in our lives many times when we feel stuck. We might feel stuck in our job when we feel it's going nowhere. We find ourselves stuck in our prayer because it's empty. Stuck because we find church to be dull. Find that we are living one day to the next day and it seems as though nothing is changing. We find ourselves sometimes in those moments and places where we are unable to lift ourselves up and out of where we feel stuck. And just like Ebi Melech in that first reading, there are people like that in our lives. They step into our lives and they lift us up. And they lift us out of those places where we feel stuck. They are the people who come to us and give us a sense of encouragement, in hope, in support, in blessings in our lives. They are the people of that second reading. They are the great crowd of witnesses that surround us. We all have those people in our lives. that surround us with that hope, that encouragement, that love, and that blessing, and are there to be with us, to hold us, and to lift us. They are the people who invite us to get re-engaged, to take that next step forward, to realize that there are other possibilities. They are that great cloud of witnesses, and they help us to realize this line from that second reading. We should not grow weary and lose heart. They help us to not grow weary and lose heart. And in that crowd of great witnesses is the God and Jesus of our life, who's right there to take our hand and hold us, to lift us out of that mud and that muck and that place in our life where we feel stuck, and to know that there is hope and we can move forward. You and I are part of that great cloud of witnesses. You and I are the people who, as Jesus says in the gospel, can have that sense of fire within us, that enthusiasm within us, that can transform the lives of others through our compassion, through our justice, through our faith. We are part of that great cloud of witnesses. And so for our prayer this week, being that that is what each of us is, who's going to be the person that we will surround, that we will hold up, that we will lift out of whatever they are stuck on, and know that there is hope? And then in our own personal lives, wherever it is we find ourselves stuck, reach out to our God, reach out to our Christ, and know that they are there to lift us up and to hold us. Let's pray with that as we go into the week.